I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Tattoos and touchdowns. They love the game. I'm perturbed. Lyle Alzado, Matusak, and Ham, and Lambert.
Just threw off the fence. Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, John Elway, You know, Jim Kelly.
It's football. Just give me my chance to, like, put a big leather helmet on like Al Bundy's.
You are listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on warlikeradio.com. Good morning. You're listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on morelikeradio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. I am your host this week, Will. Hey, how you doing? Unfortunately, Christopher has a bad case of the Mexican flopaginitis. Can't be here today. Very high fever, no voice. So, in his absence, once again, an admirable replacement, Mr. Phil Rea.
Good morning.
And as always, sitting right behind me, super producer Joe C. Joe.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, guys. Interesting week last week in the NFL. A lot of games I didn't expect to end the way they did. We'll start doing that right now. We'll start with the Sunday game. The Philadelphia Eagles beat up on the Washington Redskins 24-16. Robert Griffin III, 17 of 35, 264 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Nick Foles, 17 of 26, 298 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Chris, did you catch any of this game? Sorry.
Yes. What's up with the Skins?
I don't know, man.
I don't know what's up with the Skins. It's nothing's clicking for them right now.
No, nothing at all. I mean, and RG3 had himself a decent game. I mean, he even rushed for 44 yards, but there's just, I don't know if it's maybe they figured it out, if his knee injury is still lingering. There's so many different possibilities right now.
Yeah. You know, there's got to be some kind of communication problem. You know, he shouldn't have to run for almost 60 yards a game, not with the weapons he has, you know, not with the Garcons of the world and
Alfred Morris.
Yeah, I mean he's got weapons. You know, if I know he's a running quarterback, but he shouldn't be running as much as he has lately. It's gonna kill him. It's gonna kill him again this week coming up.
He's actually running a lot less this year than he did last year. I think mainly because he can't, because of his knee.
Yeah, he's limited.
I don't think they handled it properly. I think he needed to be out longer. That's not for me to decide. That's why they have medical staff and that's why I sit here and talk about it, and they sit there and do something about it.
Right.
Your rushing stats for the Redskins: Alfred Morris, 22 rushes, 93 yards. RG3, 10 for 44. Roy Helu, 3 rushes, 39 yards. Not a single rushing touchdown was scored by the Redskins. For the Eagles, LeSean McCoy, 20 rushes, 77 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nick Foles ran the ball 9 times for 47 yards and a touchdown. I don't get how Nick Foles runs for 47 yards and a touchdown, but RG3 just can't get it done.
Well, Philly's got a bigger offensive line,
I guess.
And Philly also runs that Chip Kelly insane offense, which opens up a lot of possibilities for any quarterback. Even a pocket quarterback who's playing in that offense could actually run if he needed. Not that he should.
Right.
But he can run, you know, if needed, you know?
Yeah, he can. I mean, it's... They're not really that Chip Kelly offense was run a lot more during the preseason, the way he wanted to do it, you know, quick, get the ball up, you know, you have like 20-second window to get line up, snap the ball and get moving.
You see glimpses of it though.
You do
on the red zone. I'm going by red zone stuff. That's right. All I'm going by. That's primarily how I saw the Eagles this year. So
even still, receiving stats: Pierre Garçon, 6 grabs, 68 yards. Aldrick Robinson, 2 grabs, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Darryl Young, 1 grab, 62 yards, and a touchdown. Heading on over to the Eagles, DeSean Jackson, 4 grabs for 82 yards. LeSean McCoy, 4 grabs for 73 yards. Nobody had a receiving touchdown. although Brent Celek grabbed the ball one time for 42 yards. So now we're going to head on over to Chicago. Overtime game against the Baltimore Ravens. Chicago Bears pull this one out 23-20. Joe Flacco, 17-31 for 162 yards, one touchdown and two picks. Josh McCown, 19-31, 216 yards and a touchdown. How is it possible that Joe Flacco, the $120 million quarterback, was outplayed by a second stringer?
Baltimore is just disappointing this year. Four wins. I can't figure those guys out. I know they lost a ton of defense personnel this year due to retirement.
If I remember correctly, they lost about seven players on their defense, including
right.
Ed Reed.
Which, you know, that was their identity.
Yeah.
And we talked about identity crisis a few weeks ago. Flacco's not – I don't think Flacco is subpar because of his contract. I just think it's a different element. Like, you know, even Torrey Smith, who was drafted high in most fantasy and he was supposed to have a good year, even he's been a bit – I mean, he's been on lately the last couple games, but it's just a bit disappointing. And now they finally have the tight end back.
Right. Well, you know what? I mean, if you look at the weapons that – Joe Flacco has. He's got Ray Rice. All right.
Torrey Smith.
Great running back. Torrey Smith.
No tight end, which they
Dallas Clark is their tight end.
Well, he's not Dennis.
He's serviceable.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
He's not Dennis Pitta, but he's serviceable. He's old.
Yeah.
You know, go back 3 or 4 years, the guy was a fantasy stud.
Absolutely.
You know, Jacoby Jones, Ed Dixon. He's got weapons. They're just not being, he can't get to them for some reason.
It's one of those things where it's you don't know why it happens.
Yeah.
Same thing in Washington, same thing.
But Ray Rice ran the ball 25 times for 131 yards and a touchdown. Welcome back to the NFL, Ray. Joe Flacco, 4 rushes for 20 yards. Head on over to the Bears. Matt Forte, 8 rushes, 83 yards. Alshon Jeffrey, 3 rushes for 17 yards. Nobody else really worth mentioning. Going into the receiving stats, Torrey Smith, 5 grabs, 32 yards, and a touchdown. Tandon Doss, 3 grabs, 37 yards. Dallas Clark, 2 grabs, 31 yards. Everybody else was below 20. Going on over to the Bears, Alshon Jeffrey, 7 grabs, 83 yards. Matt Forte, 5 grabs, 42 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Marshall, 4 grabs, 42 yards. And Martellus Bennett, 2 grabs for 48 yards. So again, I mean, a very defensive game, as you can see by the stats. I mean, there's been a lot of that this year so far. And with the rules in place the way they are, this is a really pass-happy league. So a team like Baltimore should be excelling, and they're not, which baffles me.
Right. Even with a stud running back, they threw the ball a lot, and still,
yeah,
it's not producing more than 4 wins yet.
Now we're going to head on over to the Steel City. Pittsburgh Steelers took on the Detroit Lions. Pittsburgh pulls this one out 37-27. They were down by 7 at the half, and then all of a sudden, their defense woke up, didn't allow a score, and they just took off in the second half.
That and Pittsburgh put up 14 points, unprecedented, in the third quarter, I believe.
Fourth quarter,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to win at all, you know?
Neither did I. I mean, not against the Lions.
Antonio Brown had a big game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Going to the passing stats, Matthew Stafford, 19 of 46, 362 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. It's been an average day for him. That's been an average day for him this season.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Megatron broke the record for the Lions all-time receiving, I believe, that team, too.
Yes, we'll get into that momentarily. Ben Roethlisberger, 29 of 45, 367 yards, 4 touchdowns, not a single pick. Going on over to the rushing stats, Joyquay Bell for the Lions, 9 rushes, 49 yards, and a touchdown. Reggie Bush rushed the ball 12 times for 31 yards. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Le'Veon Bell, 18 rushes, 36 yards. Ben Roethlisberger, 6 rushes, 12 yards. Nobody else did anything, although Antonio Brown had 1 rush for -8. So how'd that work out for you?
You know, that Pittsburgh defense was letting Bell run all over them. He was averaging almost 6 yards a carry. You know,
he only ran
like 50 yards, but those yards produce points on the other end, you know. So
eventually, I guess, yeah. Heading on over to the Lions, the receiving stats: Calvin Johnson, 6 grabs, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns. as you said, he set the single season scoring record or yardage record for the Lions.
I believe it was the, hold on, I have it right here. He became the all-time leading reception guy, and also Matt Stafford became the Lions' all-time leading passer.
Nice.
So a lot of records being broke last week.
A lot of team records, yeah.
In Motown, yeah.
Jonquay Bell grabbed the ball 3 times for 48 yards. Chris Durham, 3 grabs for 42 yards. Everybody else, pretty substandard. Pittsburgh Steelers, Heath Miller, 8 grabs, 67 yards. Antonio Brown, 7 grabs, 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jericho Cotchery, 3 grabs, 48 yards and a touchdown. Will Johnson, once again, who?
Yep.
1 grab, 1 yard, 1 touchdown. Let's go on over to Tampa Bay. Apparently that's where Chris was. He got a little bit of the MRSA. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mind-blowing game right here. Beat the Atlanta Falcons 41-28. Now, I know the Falcons have been playing bad, but the Falcons are still a better team.
Yeah, a way better team. Putting up big points in the second and third quarter, Tampa Bay did. This is a team, again, like Baltimore, like Washington, that should be winning a lot more games. We picked them to win a lot more games this year.
Absolutely.
And be very competitive. It just is not panning out for them.
Not even close.
You know, they had a lot of injuries also. And not for nothing, Mike Glennon, to his credit.
He's filled an admirable.
Yeah. For a team that's 2-8, I mean, he's putting up numbers. You know, he's putting up numbers.
He's definitely putting up better numbers than, what's his name there, Josh, I can't think of the guy's name now.
Who, their backup?
You know, the Vikings backup now, Josh Freeman.
Yeah, well.
Definitely putting up better numbers than Josh Freeman.
Yeah, who's not even playing, so.
No. Looking on over to the passing stats, Matt Ryan, 19 of 36, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Dominique Davis also played a little bit in this game, 5 passes, 7 attempts. 34 yards. Mike Glennon, 20 of 23. It's a pretty high completion percentage.
2 touchdowns, right?
231 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Serviceable, like you
Absolutely. Said. Absolutely. The rushing stats, Antoine Smith, 2 rushes, 88 yards and a touchdown. Steven Jackson, 11 rushes for 41 yards. Jaquizz Rodgers, 6 rushes for 22 yards. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bobby Rainey. 30 rushes, 163 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nobody else above 20 yards. Going on down to the Atlanta Falcons receiving stats. Tony Gonzalez, 7 grabs, 63 yards. Harry Douglas, big day for him. 6 grabs, 134 yards and a touchdown. Roddy White grabbed the ball 3 times for 36 yards and a touchdown. Everybody else was under 25 yards. The Buccaneers, Vincent Jackson, 10 grabs, 165 yards and a touchdown. Brian Leonard, 4 grabs for 21 yards. Bobby Rainey, 1 grab for 4 yards and a touchdown. You know, this is the second game so far that we've covered where both teams have had a receiver over 100 yards and flirting with 150 yards.
So Rainey ran for a touchdown and he caught a touchdown from the backfield. Right. Unreal.
Big game.
Unreal.
Absolutely big game for him. Heading on over to Buffalo, where Chris's New York Jets came over to visit the Buffalo Bills and, well, did nothing. Buffalo Bills win this one 37-14. They were up 20-0 at the half. Jets looked just absolutely miserable in this game. Geno Smith, 8 for 23, 103 yards, 3 interceptions. Matt Sims came in relief, 4 grabs, 4 completions for out of 6 attempts for 60 yards. And a touchdown. EJ Manuel had himself a pretty good day, 20 of 28 for 245 yards and 2 touchdowns. The rushing stats, which I was happy about because I picked up this guy last week as my running back. Chris Ivory, 15 attempts, 98 yards and a touchdown. Bilal Powell, 5 rushes for 27 yards. Going on over to the Bills, their rushing game was non-existent. Fred Jackson, 12 rushes for 34 yards. Marquise Goodwin, 1 rush for 17 yards. Frank Summers, who? 2 rushes, 4 yards, 1 touchdown. Going on over to the receiving stats for the Jets. Jeff Cumberland, 3 grabs, 25 yards, and a touchdown. Santonio Holmes, 2 grabs for 71 yards. Greg Salas, 2 grabs for 32 yards. Everybody else was under 20. For the Bills, Marquise Goodwin, 6 grabs, 81 yards, 1 touchdown. TJ Graham, 2 grabs, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Scott Chandler, 2 for 40. Chris Hogan, 3 for 29. Everybody else was either 10 or below.
And the underlying story was the Bills' defense forcing 4 turnovers. Jarius Word as the bird, picking up 2 picks.
Yeah, man.
You know,
Bills' defense straight up came to play.
Yeah, Kyle Williams had 2 sacks and a forced fumble. And Denora Searcy returned Geno Smith's 3rd pick for a 32-yard interception.
Right. Pick 6.
That's the underlying story right now, is their defense played fantastic.
Another big story, too, is the Jets are the 2nd team in NFL history, the 1st to do it since the 2009 Titans, to alternate wins and losses through the first 10 games. Can the Jets either put 2 wins or 2 losses together this season? And if they can, which one's it going to be?
Looking at their schedule, they can put 2 wins together.
Okay.
Consecutive.
Can they put the 2 wins together before they put 2 losses together,
though? Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we all picked them to be miserable, and they lost games, Will, that they were supposed to win. I mean, they won games they were supposed to lose. I'm sorry. They won games they were supposed to win, and it was just, like, unreal how they win all these games that they were supposed to get blown out in.
Right.
Astounding. Now the schedule actually favors them the last 6 games.
Right.
And they could do it. I think they could win 2 games in a row.
All right. We'll wait and see. In a case of people falling back down to earth, the Jacksonville Jaguars played host to the Cardinals and lost 27-14. Carson Palmer had himself a decent day. Well, let me not say a decent day. This is a pretty good day, especially for an old guy. 30 or 42, 419 yards and 2 touchdowns. Really just decimated that Jacksonville defense.
How many years now are the Arizona Cardinals going to be one player away from something big?
You know, I'm starting to get the feeling that the Arizona Cardinals are the newer version of the old Cleveland Browns.
But they win, though.
They do win.
They win. They do win, conference.
But the Browns were always that one player away. The Lions were the same way for a long time.
I agree.
You know, they're now falling into that category. We had said Carson Palmer was going to be a good replacement there, and he's performed admirably. He's done well. They really need better receivers.
He threw for over 400 yards, didn't he?
419 yards, 420 yards. You know, they only got the one receiver, really, with Larry Fitzgerald, even though Michael Floyd had himself a huge game in this game. He needs to kind of come out a little bit more.
Cardinals win 3 in a row.
Yeah, you know. And I think a big part of what the Cardinals, what's holding the Cardinals back is a little bit their defense.
Yeah.
You know, any defense can play well against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, you know, they got to step it up against the other teams. Chad Henne in this game, 27 of 42, 255 yards, 1 touchdown and 2 picks. Not a bad day. Yeah. The rushing stats. Rashard Mendenhall, 12 rushes for 14 yards and a touchdown. Andre Ellington, 9 rushes, 3 yards, and a haircut, apparently.
Oh, I put that clip on your page.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Ripped out his dreads as he was being tackled.
Oh.
And it's not illegal. It's not illegal. Technically, if you have any hair that hangs outside of your helmet, it is considered part of your uniform, and it can be grabbed.
Now, sometimes they wear those extensions, but a lot of that's still real hair.
Yeah.
That's got to hurt, dude.
I'm sure it did.
That's got to hurt.
I'm sure it did.
That's got to. I'm sorry. Even if it's the fake weavy, jivey extensions, if some dude yanks on it and you're running almost 30 miles an hour, that's going to leave a mark.
Who the hell runs at 30 miles an hour?
Those crazy receivers. They're like rockets. I'm exaggerating, but you see my point.
No, absolutely.
At a steady pace, somebody yanks your hair.
No matter what. I mean, if you're running as fast as you possibly can forward,
yeah,
and somebody's tackling you from behind and they grab your hair, they're basically snapping you back.
Pretty much.
You know, they're stopping you short. It's gonna.
I think the NFL needs to have these guys harness their hair, only because it's going to cause an injury.
Yeah.
It's a borderline horse collar without the horse collar.
Right.
Inadvertently, it's a horse collar.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I don't completely disagree with you, but you know what? At the same time, my opinion is if you want the long hair and you want to wear it out like that, that's cool. That's your thing. But you also now know that's part of your uniform. And I don't think really hair has been an issue like this before where somebody was pulled down by it and taken out of the game for it.
It's a style now with a lot of the African American players. It's also a style with the Polynesian players.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys.
Troy Polamalu.
The Polamalu do, they call it. Yeah. A lot of Samoan guys are wearing it like that. So
yeah.
A lot of Polynesian cats are rocking the long hair now.
Yep. Going on over to the Jaguars, Maurice Jones-Drew, 14 rushes, 23 yards, and a touchdown. The receiving stats, Michael Floyd, huge day.
Yep.
Six grabs, 193 yards, and a touchdown. Robert Hausler, six grabs, 70 yards. Larry Fitzgerald, six grabs for 61 yards and a touchdown. Jake Ballard, one grab, 29 yards and a touchdown. Everybody else was less than 20. Going on over to the Jaguars. Nobody had a real huge day.
Except for the opening drive.
Right.
Danny Noble caught a 60-something yard touchdown.
Danny Noble, one grab, 62 yards and a touchdown. That was the big touchdown there.
Yep.
Ace Sanders, eight grabs. Exactly. Eight grabs, 61 yards. Ball distribution was amazing. I got to be honest with you.
Yep.
Maurice Jones-Drew, four grabs, 12 yards. Clay Harbor, three grabs, 32 yards. Mercedes Lewis, three grabs, 23. Mike Brown, two for 23. Cecil Shorts, two for 22. Kerry Taylor, two for 20. So he got the ball around. And then Will Taufu, I butchered that last name, and I apologize to you if you're listening. And Jordan Todman also caught balls in this game. Heading on over to Houston, where the Houston Texans played host to the Oakland Raiders and wound up dropping one 28-23.
Real barnstormer there.
Yeah. Matt McGloin for the Raiders, 18 of 32, 197 yards, three touchdowns. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Welcome back to Gary Kubiak, who's
back on the sidelines with them now. Yep, absolutely.
Yep. he was coaching from upstairs, but I mean, you know.
Hey,
still, listen,
he was still there.
Yep.
Case Keenum, 13 of 24, 170 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Matt Schaub came in this game, 12 of 25 for 155 yards. Going on over to the rushing stats, Rashad Jennings for the Raiders, 22 rushes, 150 yards and a touchdown. Nobody else did anything worth mentioning. Houston Texans, Ben Tate, 19 rushes, 88 yards. The receiving stats. For the Raiders, Rod Streeter, six grabs, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Mikel Rivera, five grabs, 54 yards, and a touchdown. Denarius Moore, two grabs, 11 yards, and a touchdown. The only one really worth mentioning is Marcel Reese, two grabs for 17 yards. The Houston Texans. I love the fact that I have Calvin Johnson and Andre Johnson on my fantasy team, by the way. I just got to put that out there.
It's Johnson and Johnson.
On the flying teabags, Chris made that correlation last week.
Johnson.
Andre Johnson, 10 grabs, 116 yards, no touchdowns. Garrett Graham, 7 grabs, 136 yards, and a touchdown. Keyshawn Martin, 2 grabs for 32 yards. Ben Tate, 4 grabs for 29 yards. Nobody else did anything really worth mentioning. Going on over to Cincinnati, the Ohio Bowl. Cincinnati versus the Browns. Cincinnati comes out on top. 41-20. Cincinnati was up 31-13 at the half.
Yeah, big 31-point second quarter.
Second quarter, absolutely. Yep. Ginormous. Jason Campbell. Guy's been doing it, man.
It's my new quarterback for Team Grimace this week.
Listen.
I had no choice.
He's not doing bad.
I had no choice.
He's not doing bad at all.
That was a weird bus ride on the way to work. Will, I'm picking up Jason Campbell this week. I have to.
Jason Campbell was 27 of 56 for 248 yards, one touchdown and three picks. The three picks, not something he's really been doing since he came in, but he has been throwing up numbers like this as far as touchdowns and yardage. So, I mean, it could be a good pickup for you. Going on over to the Bengals, the Red Rocket, Andy Dalton, 13 of 27 for 93 yards, 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. How does that work?
I don't care. I love Andy Dalton.
Mohamed Sanu had 1 pass for 25 yards in this game also. The rushing stats for the Cleveland Browns, Chris Ogbonna, 8 grabs, 69 yards.
Fozzie.
Phil's favorite player, Fozzie Whitaker, 4 rushes for 20 yards. Willis McGahee ran the ball 6 yards for 13 times in this game. Going on over to the Bengals, the law firm Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, 16 rushes, 62 yards. And Giovanni Bernard, 10 rushes for 45 yards.
I like Giovanni Bernard.
He needs to come out of his shell a little bit more. He really does. He needs to. He has some games where he really plays well.
He's got Chris Johnson syndrome.
Yeah.
That's Chris Johnson wouldn't run up. He'd try to cut the side.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
He's got some games where he plays really well, and he's got some games where he plays absolutely dreadful. He needs to kind of. He needs to find the middle ground. He needs to find that happy medium and just do it.
I agree, sir.
Going on over to the receiving stats. Ogbonna, 6 grabs, 30 yards. Jordan Cameron, 6 grabs for 29 yards. Josh Gordon, 5 grabs, 125 yards and a touchdown. Your boy, Fozzie Whitaker, grabbed the ball 5 times for 41 yards.
Fozzie.
Waka, waka.
Waka.
Cincinnati Bengals, Giovanni Bernard, 4 grabs, 41 yards. Jermaine Graham, 2 grabs, 27 yards and a touchdown. Mohamed Sanu, 2 grabs, 11 yards and a touchdown. Alex Smith, not that Alex Smith.
No.
1 grab, 2 yards and a touchdown. Everybody else was under 20 yards. Tyler Eifert had 15 receiving yards in this game. Heading on over to Miami. Miami played host to the San Diego Chargers. Miami comes out on top 20-16.
Barn burner.
Yeah, absolutely. Phillip Rivers, 22 of 34, 298 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Ryan Tannehill, or if you're a fan of John Gruden, Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, enough of that.
Yeah. 22 of 35, 268 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 pick. Very similar stats between the two. Rushing stats, Ryan Matthews, 19 rushes, 127 yards. Danny Woodhead, Phil's favorite running back.
Yep.
5 rushes for 21 yards. Going on over to the Dolphins, Daniel Thomas, 10 rushes, 57 yards. Lamar Miller, 4 rushes, 17 yards. That's why you're riding bench, pal.
Second win in 7 games for Miami, by the way.
Yeah.
And San Diego loses their third game in a row.
But this is San Diego's thing. San Diego starts out hot and dies near the
end
of the
season. They were a wild card team 3 weeks ago, dude.
Absolutely.
You know,
they still have the potential to be a wild card team, but they have to wake up, which is something they don't do.
They're not anymore. Their wild card chances are like slim and none at this point.
They still got an outside shot. They got to step up their game, though. They have to step up their game. They can't be screwing around like they usually do.
My NFL app is going off.
Uh-oh. Anything good?
Seahawks Thurman plans to drop his 4-game suspension appeal.
Oh, all right. Well, so he'll be out for 4 games. Going on over to the receiving stats for the Chargers, Ladarius Green, 4 grabs, 81 yards. Antonio Gates, 4 grabs, 52 yards and a touchdown. Keenan Allen, 3 grabs, 45 yards. C.A. Ajarotutu, 2 grabs, 38 yards. Eddie Royal, 2 grabs for 20 yards. Everybody else below that, even though, again, distribution was key in this game.
Getting better with the last games, partner.
I'm trying, man. Some of these are just really difficult.
Yeah, I practice.
I try to practice, too, but some of them, like, they start putting apostrophes and accents over letters, and I'm just like, huh? For the Dolphins, Charles Clay, 6 grabs, 90 yards, and a touchdown. Brian Hartline, 5 grabs, 65 yards. Rishard Matthews, 4 grabs, 52 yards. Mike Wallace, 4 grabs, 39 yards. Lamar Miller, 2 for 20. And Daniel Thomas had 1 grab for 2 yards. All right, so we still got some games to cover. We got 6 games to get into after this. We are going to take a very quick break. You're listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on MoreLikeRadio.com, and we will be right back after this.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't have my chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on...
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
First, there was Hippo Juice. Then Ham Radio.
Lust in love. Daytime divas.
And live from the morgue.
And now?
The Sully Show!
Join me, Sully,
JT,
Danielle, and Greg
every Sunday, noon to 2 on morelikeradio.com.
Not only did they sign us, they put us out in public.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual powers, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
We're back, Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com, every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, bringing you all the football needs every Sunday for 2 hours. Getting back into the reviews of last week's games, going to head on over to New Orleans, where the Saints played host to the 49ers, and the Saints really edged one out here, 23-20. Colin Kaepernick, 17 of 31 for 127 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Drew Brees, 30 of 43 for 305 yards and a touchdown. He's on pace to go over 5,000 yards again this season, which he'd
I think
be
he did already, Drew Brees, didn't he?
I don't think he went over 5,000 yards yet, no. But he'd be the first quarterback to do it 4 times in his career.
Since Marino, right?
Did Marino do it 4 times in his career?
I'm not. I'll look that up before the show.
Please do, because for some reason I thought I remember hearing somebody say he was going to be the first quarterback to do it.
He might be. He might 305 yards, right?
305 yards after this game. Plus, we'll get into the Thursday night game momentarily. Frank Gore, 13 rushes of 48 yards. Colin Kaepernick rushed the ball 25 yards. Going on over to the Saints, Pierre Thomas, 11 rushes, 49 yards. Mark Ingram, 6 rushes for 25 yards. Jed Collins, who? 2 rushes for 3 yards and a touchdown. Going on over to the receiving stats for the 49ers, Anquan Boldin, 6 grabs, 56 yards and a touchdown. Vernon Davis, 4 grabs, 33 yards and a touchdown. Nobody else really. Everybody else was either 10 yards or less.
Marino did it once. Brees did it twice. And Brees is about to do it again.
Okay, so he'll be the first.
I'm sorry, 3 times.
Yeah.
This will be the 4th time for Drew Brees. He did it in 08, 11, and 12.
Okay. So it's 3 years. It's going to be 3 years in a row for him, too. That's impressive all in itself.
Unbelievable.
Receiving stats for the Saints. Jimmy Graham, 6 grabs, 41 yards. Marquez Colston, 5 grabs for 80 yards. Pierre Thomas, 5 grabs for 35 yards. Going to get to the only passing touchdown. Josh Hill, 1 grab, 3 yards, 1 touchdown. All right. Heading on over to Seattle. Seattle Seahawks played host to Phil's Minnesota Vikings. Seattle just really stepped on the Vikings' necks, won this one 41-20. Christian Ponder for the Vikings, 13 of 22, 129 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 picks. Matt Castle comes in relief, 5 completions, 13 attempts, 78 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Russell Wilson, 13 of 18, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tavares Jackson came in, 1 of 3 for 6 yards. Going on over to the rushing stats, Toby Gerhart, 7 rushes for 67 yards. AP, 21 rushes for 65 yards. Phil, what has gone on with the running game of Adrian Peterson?
Peterson's playing hurt. He's got some kind of injury that he's not disclosing. You can see when he runs. You can see how he's handling the ball. I think his personal issues are another issue he's got going on. I don't care what kind of relationship he had with that his child who passed away. It's still his child. I think since that week, he hasn't been up to snub. A lot of guys are asking around the league, a lot of media and stuff, if he should be actually benched for a game because the Vikings ain't going anywhere anyway at 2-8. Should they give him a rest? Rest him up. He's getting beat up, literally getting beat up. Again,
well, when he's your only offensive threat, that's going to happen.
Right. And I really don't. I mean, Seattle played incredible defense. Of course, putting up 17 points in that fourth quarter alone.
Right.
But, I mean, they weren't going to win against Seattle anyway. I'm just saying, like.
No, but with the way Seattle's been playing, I mean, Seattle's been playing some very close games against some subpar teams.
And so is Minnesota. I think 6 out of the 8 losses, Minnesota's lost by, 6 or less points.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, again, Peterson's hurt. He's hurt. He's banged up pretty bad.
All right. Heading on over for the Seahawks, beast mode, Marshawn Lynch, 17 rushes, 54 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I like him.
He's a throwback.
He's like a Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, like that just smash mouth running back.
Run forward, knock you over, get
Larry
to the end zone.
I love that guy, man.
Absolutely. Everybody else not worth mentioning. Minnesota Vikings receiving stats, John Carlson, 5 grabs, 69 yards. Jarius Wright, 3 grabs, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Jarius Wright's got to get more in that offense.
Cordell Patterson, 3 rushes, 28 yards. Nobody else above 20. Going on over to the Seahawks, Zach Miller, 4 grabs, 69 yards. Doug Baldwin, 2 grabs, 63 yards and a touchdown. Marshawn Lynch grabbed the ball twice for 9 yards and a touchdown. Golden Tate, 1 grab for 26 yards. Percy Harvin, 1 grab for 17 yards. Nobody else really worth getting into. Going on over to New York, the New York Giants. Now, I'm gonna say the New York Giants squeaked this one out, even though they won by 14, 27-13. You are playing against the third-string quarterback for the Packers. No. Just no.
Listen, JPP had that pick.
And we're going to get into that in a minute.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That was very sweet. We're going to get into that in a minute.
Well, they were playing against the Packers.
All the more reason they should have beat them more.
The injured-riddled third-string quarterback Panthers, Packers, Joe.
And don't get me wrong. The defense is still good.
I don't care.
The defense is still good.
We don't like Green Bay.
I understand that. But the defense is still good. You got to give them that. All right. I could see, scoring 27 points. But Scott Tolzien, I mean. And here's what baffles me.
He played well, that kid.
24 of 34, 339 yards, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions. 339 yards. This is what the Giants defense gave up to this kid. No.
But you know your defense isn't that good this year anyway.
But even still, how do you... whatever, I can't.
It's any given Sunday, but
they're killing me.
But the thing is, they're winning games. And locally, delusionally... I'm calling it delusionally, not locally. It is local, where all the press. They're pushing the New York Football Giants for this playoff rush because the division is so bad.
Yeah.
But every game is a playoff game for them now because they put themselves in a hole at 0-6.
Absolutely.
Eli spread the ball out a little better, even though he only threw for one touchdown.
Yeah, he was 25 of 35, 279 yards, a touchdown and a pick. And the pick wasn't even his fault. That was just a good read on the defense's part.
Yeah, they got a good core of receivers, and they should be able to. You know, he spreads the ball out well. He's just not as prolific as guys who spread the ball out better, like Breeze and Rodgers and Brady.
Right, his brother.
I'm just saying. Like, and we always talk about how Eli is that guy. You know, he's that guy.
Rushing stats for the Packers: 14 of 27 for Eddie Lacy and a touchdown. For the Giants, Andre Brown rushed 18 times for 66 yards. Going on over to the receiving stats, Jordy Nelson, 8 grabs, 117 yards. Jarrett Boykin, 6 grabs for 91 yards. Receiving stats for the Giants, Victor Cruz, 8 grabs, 110 yards. Hakeem Nicks, 4 for 50. Reuben Randall, 3 for 37 and a touchdown. Now, just real quick, JPP, actually, when he was in the huddle on that last interception, he looked at his guys and said, "I'm going to pick this ball off. I'm picking this ball off."
He said that.
He said that in the huddle. I saw the post game interview with Justin Tuck, and Justin Tuck was talking about. He goes, "You know what?" He goes, "He said it. I saw it happen." He goes, "I couldn't even run up to celebrate with the guy." He goes, "If you had a camera panned on me, and I'm sure you didn't, because you were catching the celebration after the touchdown. If you could have seen my face, it would have looked something like this." And he put on this. Like, just completely dumbfounded face, like, "I can't believe what I just saw." So, you know, little pigskin prophecy for JPP on that.
That's
one.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Going on over to the Sunday night game, quite possibly game of the season, Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs. Denver Broncos win this one at home, 27-17. Alex Smith was 21 for 45, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Peyton Manning, 24 of 40, 323 yards, and a touchdown. Kind of a, yardage-wise, it's an average day for Peyton. Touchdown-wise, a little slow.
That Broncos defense was sack-happy, though.
They certainly were. They certainly were. Sacked Alex Smith 3 times. And the Broncos offensive line kept Peyton upright the entire game, which is very important because he's still nursing that high ankle sprain.
Absolutely. You wouldn't even know it, but you wouldn't know by the way he played.
You could. You could tell a little bit because he looked a little uncomfortable throwing the ball. Rushing stats for the Chiefs: Jamal Charles, 16 rushes, 78 yards, no touchdowns. Alex Smith, 5 rushes, 52 yards. Again, Alex Smith. I honestly think Alex Smith is probably on pace for more rushing yards than he is for passing yards. How that works, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm being facetious, obviously.
Obviously.
But for the Broncos, no Sean Moreno, 27 rushes, 79 yards. Monty Ball, 8 rushes, 25 yards, 2 touchdowns. Going on over to the receiving stats for the Chiefs, Dexter McCluster, 5 grabs, 53 yards. Dwayne Bowe, 4 grabs, 57 yards and a touchdown. Anthony Fasano, 4 grabs, 37 yards and a touchdown. Sean McGrath, 2 grabs for 40 yards. Everybody else was either 20 or below. Going on over to the Broncos. Not very Peyton-esque. Only 5 receivers were utilized in this game.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, considering
they only averaged 41.2 points a game.
Right. Exactly. But, of course, he went to his big 4 receivers. Wes Welker, 8 grabs, 72 yards. Demaryius Thomas, 5 grabs, 121 yards. Eric Decker, 5 grabs for 71 yards. Julius Thomas, 3 grabs for 43 yards and a touchdown. And Monty Ball grabbed 3 grabs for 16 yards. Going on over to the Monday night game, Carolina edges out New England 24-20. We're going to get into the ending of this game in a moment. I just want to throw some stats out there for you real quick. Tom Brady, 29 of 40, 296 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Cam Newton, 19 of 28, 209 yards, 3 touchdowns. Thank God I did not start New England's defense this week. rushing stats for the Patriots, LeGarrette Blount, 10 grabs, 49 yards, no touchdowns. Devon Ridley, 13 for 48 and a touchdown. For the Panthers, Cam Newton, the leading rusher. There's a shock. 7 rushes for 62 yards. Everybody else was below 20. Going on over to the receiving stats, very pedestrian day for every receiver out there. Shane Vereen for the Patriots, 8 grabs, 65 yards. Danny Amendola, 6 grabs for 45 yards. Rob Gronkowski, 5 for 59 yards and a touchdown, should have been 2. Kembrell Tompkins, 2 grabs for 60 yards, no touchdowns. Carolina Panthers, Brandon LaFell, 7 grabs, 59 yards, 1 touchdown. Greg Olsen, 5 for 52 and a touchdown. Ted Ginn Jr., 1 grab, 25 yards and a touchdown. And Steve Smith, 4 grabs, 62 yards and no touchdowns. Phil, did you see the last play of the game?
Yeah, of course I did.
What's your take on this?
It was a penalty. It was like a blatant penalty.
Right. So basically, for those of you who may not have seen it, I'm sure everybody has, Rob Gronkowski's going in the middle of the end zone. Luke Jokel basically just molests him, gets all over him, hugging him, pushing him back away from the ball. Ball gets picked. Flag was thrown. Flag was picked up. They said that there was, for there to be interference, for it to be considered pass interference, they had to feel that there was a legitimate shot that the ball could have been caught.
Right.
Now, if you look at the play, where Gronkowski was stopping, he had a legitimate shot to catch the ball. Jokel pushed him back and off to the side a little bit, so it gave the appearance that he did not have a chance to really catch the ball. Tom Brady lost his mind. Now, I'm not a big Tom Brady fan, but I am a fan of when you're right, you're right.
You're a football fan.
Right.
Let's put first and foremost.
Right.
No bias here when it comes to the show or our allegiance towards the National Football League.
You know, but let's face it, what's fair is fair, and Tom Brady should have gotten that touchdown. It should have been a penalty. Should have been a penalty. They should have played one more play because the ball was snapped with 3 seconds left. Referees absolutely blew this call. At the very least, if you don't want to call a pass interference, it's holding. I mean, Luke Jokel looked like your drunk friend that you're trying to drag home. Like, come on, dude. I love you, man.
No, let's go. It's time to leave.
Right. You know.
Closing time. Yeah.
It was absolutely awful.
That night.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You've pulled me home a few times.
As have you, sir. As have you. We're going to go into the Thursday night game from this week. The Atlanta Falcons played host to the New Orleans Saints.
Snoozer.
Absolutely. All the scoring was done essentially in the first half. In the first half, the score was 14-13. Saints were up. Saints kicked the field goal in the third quarter, and that was it. Final was 17-13. Going on over to the stats, Drew Brees, 23 of 33, 278 yards, 2 touchdowns. Subpar day for him. Matt Ryan, 30 of 39, 292 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Rushing stats, Pierre Thomas for the Saints, 10 rushes, 73 yards. Mark Ingram, 9 rushes for 32 yards. Steven Jackson for the Falcons kind of comes out of his shell a little bit, 16 rushes for 63 yards and a touchdown. Receiving stats, you want to guess who Drew Brees threw the touchdown to? Of course. The one, the only.
Marquise Colston?
No, Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
Best tight end in the NFL. Absolutely. Jimmy Graham, five grabs, 100 yards on a touchdown. Pierre Thomas, 5 for 57 yards. Marquez Colston, 4 grabs for 40 yards. Everybody else was below 25. For the Atlanta Falcons, Harry Douglas had himself a decent day, but kind of came crashing back down to earth. His stats were cut in half. 9 grabs, 79 yards. Darius Johnson, 6 grabs for 67 yards. Tony Gonzalez, 4 for 43. Jacquizz Rodgers grabbed the ball twice for 31 yards. Everybody else was less than 25. All right, so our review segment is now over. We got some time to kill. Well, we're not going to time to kill, but we're going to go into a quick break. And then when we come back, we are going to get into the Week 13 preview. So you're listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on MoreLikeRadio.com. We will be right back after this.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the No Name Show. My name is King.
I'm Slashly. Fuck your face.
Oh, I was trying to get this person to see my penis.
I want my asshole numbed if you're going to be shoving some huge thing in it.
Oh, what was it? I told her I beat her 3 times in Woods and Friends. I think that means I get to see your boobs.
If you wouldn't suck your own dick, why would you want... Let me phrase that.
No, I'm surprised that there are any girls who actually do want to suck my dick.
The No Name Show, Mondays, 5 p.m., only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. Tattoos and Touchdowns, MoreLikeRadio.com, every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon. All right, now, let us get into the review of the Week 12 games. As Phil has reminded me, it's not Week 13. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. All right, start off with the 1 o'clock games.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions playing host to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Lions are favored by 8. Phil, what do you think?
They'll cover. I like the Lions.
That was amazing insight.
The Bucs are 2-8, realistically. And please, Darrell Revis, stop with the, I'm going to be more physical with Calvin Johnson. You haven't been physical all year, man.
Yeah.
So let's stop. When you're 2-8, you really shouldn't be trash talking.
Well, I mean, Revis has been playing better the last few weeks, so that's kind of a step in the right direction.
I'm sorry. Nobody's covering Megatron this year, and I don't like Detroit. I mean,
you don't like Detroit because of their
but your football opponent. As a football fan, you know, it's a nice matchup. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like.
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider this a nice matchup. I think Detroit covers this one and
with the 8 points. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Detroit at home can't be messed with.
Nope.
Heading on over to Houston. The Houston Texans, 10-point favorites over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
2-8 and 1-9 Jaguars. A snooze fest on paper because of the records. I don't think they'll cover. I think the Jaguars are going to make it. They've been playing good football lately the last couple. Chad Henne is serviceable his last 2 games. So
I'm picking straight up, I'm picking the Texans. If I have to pick with the spread, I'm picking Jacksonville.
With the points, absolutely. You're getting 10 points, and you're home?
Yeah.
I mean, you're on the road, you're getting 10 points against a 2-8 team? It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Green Bay playing host to the Minnesota Vikings. Joe, who do you think's going to win this one, Joe? It's not a pros versus Joe game, but the Packers and the Vikings, Joe. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, Jesus, you know I love Purple Jesus, so I hate to go. What am I going to say against the Packers? A bunch of fags.
There you go. That's what I was looking for, Joe.
So we're going to have to go with the old Purple Jesus and the Vikings.
Vikings get their revenge. They yes, played a close game against them in Minnesota a few weeks ago.
Yeah, they did. So, yeah.
You know what? I'm going with the Packers on this one.
You are.
It looked like he was going to give me a sympathy pick, Joe.
No.
Did you hear about the Packer that died because he was drinking milk?
Oh, no,
the,
Joe.
The cow fell on him.
Oh.
That's my drum roll.
Wow. Boom, boom.
I hate that. I better never go to Wisconsin. They'll probably mug me there. Something.
Yeah, probably.
Beat you with blocks of cheese.
I'm telling you.
That super producer, Joe C. Get him.
Yes, him.
Get that mush.
Stick a bratwurst in his mouth.
I'll show you. Boom.
I'm going to go with the Packers on this one only because I really, all season, I have not liked the Minnesota defense. Their offense has been stagnant. And Scott Tolzien threw for 339 yards against a better defense in the Giants last week.
And now he's home.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a tough pick. I mean, I think it's going to be a close game. I think 4.5 is
serviceable. It's a decent spread.
Yeah.
Depending, you know.
Yeah. I just don't. You know what? If I had to pick with the spread, I'm going to go with Minnesota. I think it's going to be a much closer game than 4.5 points.
Okay.
All right. Now, I know Chris can't be here, but Craig did send me a pigskin prophecy.
Not for the
Vikings Chiefs game, Vikings Packers game.
Thank you.
But for the next game we're going to talk about right now, Kansas City Chiefs, 4-point favorites at home against San Diego.
This should be a really good game. Phillip Rivers is the most proficient passer in the league.
Okay.
The 4-6 record doesn't do him any justice. He's actually having a decent season.
Okay.
So, I don't see them winning, but I see it being a decent game. What's the spread on that?
The spread is 4 points. Kansas City is favored.
I don't have the spreads up. I only have the games up.
Well, that's why I'm telling you what the
I know.
Spread
that's why I asked you.
All right, then. Chris's pigskin prophecy. Kansas City is going to lose their second in a row.
Oh.
Rivers is going to throw for 300 yards, but no touchdowns. Chargers win this one 12-10.
A defensive struggle?
That is Chris's big skin prophecy.
Well, then I hope he has those kickers in his fantasy team because he'll be doing a lot of work.
apparently the Chiefs are going to score one touchdown. Chargers are going to kick 4 field goals.
That's what
Chris is picking. I think he's a little silly.
Well, Chris is known to be, even though Chris is a prophet, he's known to be silly.
He's sometimes he gets a little too bold.
Texans, Oakland Raiders.
Well, that was last year. That's a whole different scenario.
Right.
I'm going with Kansas City. Kansas City's defense is still the best in the NFL. And the San Diego offense, I don't think can hang. I just don't think they can have.
Again, it just Phillip Rivers, because he's 4-6, doesn't get the props, but he is the most proficient passer in the league. He has percentage points in passing, but
right.
Anyway, moving on.
All right, we are going to go on to Carolina 4.5 points favorites visiting
the
Miami
Dolphins.
Yeah. Who you got there?
I'm picking the Panthers. I'm big on the Panthers right now. I told you Cam Newton is winning now. All the passing he's done the last couple of years, now he's winning games. Good for them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I could absolutely agree with that. Carolina is actually, they're straight up balling right now. They're hanging and banging.
Yep.
All right, Joe.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
First, is this the Pros versus Joe game? Am I looking at it? No, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Okay, I'm not here.
Disregard.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll go back into my coma.
Just wanted to make sure you were awake.
Okay. Half the time I'm not.
Don't we know it?
Yes.
Cleveland Browns playing host to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Browns are favored by 2 points in this game. What do you got?
AFC black and blue game. I'm going to take the Steelers on the road.
2 point underdogs.
Yep.
All right.
Taking the Steelers.
I could absolutely see that, too. I think the Steelers' offense is finally starting to gel. I think Jason Campbell is going to maintain his his hot streak, consistency. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. But I think Big Ben is just going to be better, and I think he's
a little better. He's
playing at a much higher level than he was earlier in the season. So heading on over to St. Louis, the Rams favored by 1.5 over the Chicago Bears.
Rams have a great defense. I'm not great. They're not great. They're good.
They're very good defense.
They're very good defense.
Very good defense. But really, 1.5 over the Bears?
Bears aren't that good either, though. The Bears are in a crappy division.
Half the divisions in the NFL right now are crappy, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, it's, again, it's, I'm not even being biased about it. I'm just saying it's a one of those games like on paper where, you know, it's the same thing with San Diego and Cleveland. San Diego and Kansas City. On paper, you know, it's like, oh, he's 4-6. But, you know, it's it'll be a good game. I'll take the Rams at home.
All right. I think you're crazy.
Okay.
That's just me.
I think that defense is going to step up today. That might be like a 12-10 game.
That's always a possibility.
And I like what the Bears coach has done with that team, the CFL guy. I like that guy.
Yes, I forget his name. But now, Joe.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. First Pros versus Joe game for the week.
I hope this is a good one.
Just so we know, the standings right now.
Yes.
I am standing on first place, 34-21 for the season so far.
Standing on first place?
Standing on first place.
Ooh, okay.
On its neck?
No, I'm standing on the first place podium.
Oh, the podium.
Yeah, yes. There's a podium.
He's very tall.
Yes, yes. Chris is in second place at 31-24.
Yes.
Joe?
Yes. I'm always in third place.
You, but you right now.
Yeah.
Chris is giving you reaching around because you're about to screw him. You are in third place at 29-26. So you're above 500.
Give me a break. I tell you.
You're above 500.
For a guy who knows absolutely nothing.
Yes.
What does it show you guys?
I'm rooting for Joe.
The first Pros versus Joe game of the week.
Here I come.
Baltimore Ravens playing host to the New York Jets. Baltimore Ravens favored by 3.5.
He gave me the Jets on a Pro versus Joe game?
He did.
Well, I'm very happy about that because usually he doesn't give me the Jets or the Giants because he knows I'm a New York guy. And when you're a Jet all the way. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
So I am taking the Jets regardless. I don't care that they play like sucky. I'm taking the Jets. Besides, Jets are very fast.
Did he just make a West Side Story reference?
Yes, I did.
He certainly did.
Okay.
From your first cigarette to your last dying day. Da-da-da-da-da.
Joey Showtunes in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Joey Showtunes.
I can do it.
So Joe's taking the Jets over.
Joe's taking the Jets
on the road.
I know. Nobody's taking the Jets. This is my upset.
I'm taking the Jets.
Get out. Are you doing it because they figure, or are you doing it because you're just
I'm big on them because I told Will about an hour ago they were going to win two in a row. So.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
So this is,
I know you're a Met fan, and you'll bet the Mets regardless because you're a Met guy, you know, and even though sometimes they play pretty sucky, and, you know.
Sometimes.
That's
another podcast, Joe.
Well, that's what loyalty is all about.
I know.
And you know, that's really, a fan is a fan. You know, there's a lot of guys that jump on the bandwagon when everybody's winning, but what do you do when they're not, you know?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, taking a break from Pros versus Joes for a moment.
Yes.
Going on over to Oakland, where Tennessee is playing. Oh, I'm sorry, this actually is a Pros versus Joe game.
Ooh, okay.
He mixed it up on me a little bit.
Okay.
Oakland Raiders playing host to the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee's favored by 1.5, essentially a pick 'em game. Joe, what do you got?
What the hell is a Titan anyway? Is that somebody with big feet?
A Titan's like a big time warrior.
Just a big guy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I used to think there was somebody with a tight ass.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to take the Titans. Tennessee, the Southern team, you know, it's a big football town, and I'm taking the Titans.
All right. Phil, where are you going?
Taking the Raiders at home.
How dare you?
Yeah, don't tell my son that. He's a big Titans fan.
Okay.
But, Michael's a big Titans fan. No, I'm taking the Raiders at home. Raiders just playing better lately. That's all.
But, you know, California.
Yeah, just they're playing better football. I'm going with the odds. It's a pick 'em game, you know.
Okay.
I too am going with the Raiders. I think the Raiders are actually a better team. So, just keeping it straight up simple like that. All right. Sorry, as I'm putting it all on Facebook page as we speak. The next game. Uh-oh. Circle of death. There it goes. Came back. Let's see. Is this one? Oh, another Pros versus Joe game. My goodness.
Boy, I'm really into it. Yeah.
Serious. In Arizona, the Cardinals are playing host to the Indianapolis Colts. Arizona favored by 3.
Wow. Indianapolis Colts, favored by 3. The Cardinals are favored by 3.
Doing the animal thing again.
Funny birds, you know, birds and horses. I got to take the horses on this one. The Colts. I'm going to go with the Colts.
Taking the Colts
on
the road?
Yeah, I'm going with the Colts. Colts. I can't say Colts. I don't understand it. You are.
Yeah, right. We're taking the Colts.
Okay, so we agree on this one.
We agree on a couple of games this week.
Yeah. You all fool.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I hope you're not paying attention to me. Yet.
No. I try.
That's always my disclaimer. Every week I tell everybody, you know, don't pay attention to me because I know nothing about football. I don't even know where they stand. I don't know how many wins. I don't know how many losses. I'm purposely trying to keep myself totally naive onto what's going on in this year's football. I don't even know who's up there, you know.
And that's the mystique of Joe.
And that's the mystique of me. And the whole purpose of this, what would you call it, inquiry that we're doing is to show you if it really matters if you know anything about football or not. Because you
don't tell Chris that.
Well, no. Chris is the one who designed it this way. Chris and Phil are the pros. They live, eat, sleep football.
This is why I hooked them up together.
Exactly. And I live, eat, sleep lasagna. You know that's
me too.
Yeah, that's all I know about it. You know, ask me how to cook Italian, I'll tell you.
Love lasagna.
But football, forget about it. So that's my disclaimer. So if you bet with me. You're fucked up.
I'm not betting at all.
Not necessarily, but...
Okay. Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, no, you are.
Yeah.
Chris and I are actually both going with the Cardinals in this game.
Okay.
Just something about them. Just something about the way they're playing.
We talked about Carson Palmer a little while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. I you know, it should be a good game.
It absolutely should be a good
Can't
game.
Can't wait to go couch gating today.
Nice. All right, Joe.
Yes.
Another pros versus
another one?
Chris violated every rule
Don't
to
tell
New
me.
York this week.
He gave me the Giants?
He picked the Giants and the Jets.
Oh,
the only rule he didn't violate, he didn't pick a Packers game.
Oh.
Just putting that out there.
Well, you know I'm picking the Giants. It's just because they're tall, man.
The Giants are 2.5-point favorites over the Cowboys at home.
Okay, good. Well, you know, usually I would go with a Cowboy from Texas Cowboy. But, you know, I can't go against the Giants. It's the Giants all the way.
All right, Phil?
Well, Dallas has 2 more games before they fall apart, which is the month of December.
True.
I'm going to take the G-men at home. They're just destined to win more games, and our buddy Paul was just destined to call me every time they win. So shout out to Paul. I just get abused now because I didn't give Giant fans a hard time, but I gave them, you know, they're going to make the playoffs. I didn't say that, but they're going to have a winning record. They're not going to have a winning record. And it just went back and forth. And then all of a sudden, they're 2 wins away from being .500. I like the Giants at home. They're playing a lot better. Eli's finally getting it together, which he should have been 5 games ago. But, yeah, I like the Giants at home.
All right. Chris also picked the Giants. I, however.
Taking Dallas?
I'm taking Dallas.
Okay.
The Giants defense performed poorly against a substandard offense last week in the Packers with Scott Tolzien starting. Tony Romo is not Scott Tolzien.
No.
Tony Romo will take advantage of that. Now, the Giants need to win this game.
Oh, they need to win every game.
Right.
To be consistent.
But they need to win this game more so because, number one, it's a divisional game. Number two, they'll be beating the Cowboys to make them .500, and they need to score, I think, 7 more points than the Cowboys so they could hold the tiebreak.
Yep.
In the first game, it was close. And honestly, both teams played atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. Giants just played more atrocious than the Cowboys did. That's really what it came down to. Unfortunately, I like Dallas in this game. It pains me to say this, Chris, F you. Cowboys going to win this one. What was the spread again? 2.5 points.
Wow. That's almost
Dallas even covers. Dallas even covers.
Dallas even covers.
Yep.
Now, I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too. But, again, the Giants haven't really given me enough to really hang my hat on them yet. And at this point, I don't think they will.
Okay. That's fair. It's a fair assessment.
But, all right. Last Pros versus Joe game.
Ooh, I'm back on the air.
Yes, sir. Denver Broncos at the New England Patriots, the Sunday night game. Denver favored by 2.5. Where are we going?
And I think they're going to win. Denver Broncos will win because a Bronco is a very hard horse to break. And I'm going to go with Denver on this one. I never liked New England anyway. They were very hoity-toity, you know, people from New England. Ever meet anybody from New England?
I know a lot of people from New England.
Yeah, you actually. Do? I hope I didn't offend you.
No, you didn't offend me.
Because most of them are hoity-toity.
Didn't offend me.
They're very passionate sports fans. They're called massholes.
Oh, are they really?
From Massachusetts. They're called massholes.
I have a friend who
How come they
up?
Changed the letter from A to M? I'm
just... Massachusetts
oh,
to the assholes.
Oh, okay, massholes. I got you. Okay, we're... what would we be called for Brooklyn, though? Bassholes.
Brooklyn people.
He'd be called Italian. I mean,
pretty much, Joe.
Staten Island would be
Sassholes. That's actually quite appropriate.
Pretty much.
Sassholes.
Phil, who you got in this one?
Taking Petey Pie and the Broncos. They're going to... I mean, come on. They're not going to lose any other games this year, I don't think.
We're very copacetic this week, Phil.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to lose anything the rest of the year unless by fluke.
I'm agreeing with you. I think Petey Pie definitely beats up on the Patriots. Just a couple of quick things. Peyton Manning against Tom Brady. Tom Brady usually wins out.
Beats him outright, especially in the playoffs.
Yes. Peyton Manning versus Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick usually wins.
Not anymore.
I don't think so because, honestly, and I've said this before, I think this is the most complete team that Peyton Manning has been on.
In a long time.
Ever.
Well, that 2006 Super Bowl team he had was pretty tight, bro.
He did not have the receivers
he had Harrison. That's all he needed at that point.
He had Harrison and Wayne.
Yeah.
And he had, was it Edgerrin James won it in 2006?
Most certainly did.
Yeah, okay. Now he has... Thomas and Thomas, Wes Welker,
Eric Decker,
no Sean Moreno. That's five guys right there.
Spreads the ball.
I'm saying, though. And Monty Ball is starting to prove that he can hang and bang a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
In my mind, this is the most complete team Peyton Manning has been on. I think he can beat the Tom Brady in the
After Patriots. The season's done, if you guys would have me back during the playoffs, I want to compare that 2006 team that he was on Indianapolis to this team when they're done.
Sure.
And I want to see the numbers and the averages and stuff.
Take a look at that. I mean,
yeah, that's...
obviously his passing stats this year compared
they're astronomical,
to...
yeah. Right. That's irregardless, as my mom would say.
Right. Chris is going with the Patriots on this one.
I figured he would.
I'm a little surprised.
Well, Chris's logic is... not that I know Chris's logic, but I have a feeling that the home... The Patriots play really well at home.
They do.
And
Tom Brady just seems to own
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. So if that's what Chris is going by, I hope that is. And, we'll see what happens. It's an 8:30 game. It's a night game tonight.
Yes, it is.
Should be interesting. I will not be watching it, though. I have other plans. But I'll be watching on replay.
All right. Well,
I will be watching tomorrow night's game, though.
I'm sure you will as soon as my computer unfreezes. There
I can open it up. I mean, I already got it open. But
Washington Redskins
in San
playing host to the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco favored by 5.
I like nothing about Washington at all lately.
No.
Not because of their record. Just because that team looks dismal right now, Will.
It certainly does.
Taking the Niners on the road. My sister Natalie will agree.
I don't think it's really much of a debate. You know, definitely San Francisco is just an all-around better team.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah, no, it is what it is.
We're going to preview the Thanksgiving games? Or
as soon as I pull them up.
I got them up already whenever you're ready.
Do you? Go for it. You got the spreads on them?
I don't have the spreads. I'm going by the...
Oh, well, see, this is why we can never have nice things. See?
You had the spreads up.
NFL's
see?
Here.
There you go. Week I can preview 12. The game. You just give me the spread.
I got to find the spread. All right.
All right. Well, there's three games now. There used to be two games. Now there's three because the NFL
Network. Right, because the NFL Network has
the
Thursday
The last,
night
like,
game.
10 years or so, I think it is.
So go with it. Go with it.
All right, so we have, of course, the Green Bay Packers going to Detroit, taking on the Lions.
Green Bay Packers against Detroit. They haven't even posted
the spread yet, right? They're probably not going to post it until Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the Lions at home, though.
Lions against Green Bay.
I mean, the Packers do well on Thanksgiving when they're home. And right. John Madden isn't giving out turkeys no more.
It's true.
So
that's true.
Remember those big turkeys you used to have?
With the mutant ones with like six legs and yeah, 13 good. Wings and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would go with Detroit in that game also.
That's the 12:30 game.
I would go with Detroit in that game also. I think Detroit's just better than the Packers right now.
Right.
And I don't see Aaron Rodgers coming back in time for the game.
Right. I agree. Your 4:30 game is the Oakland Raiders visiting the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah. That should be, again, one of those games on paper, depending on how they do this week. Today. Should be a good game.
Should be a good game. I still think Dallas is better.
Yep.
I go with Dallas in that game.
It's the last game before they fall apart, so we'll give them a win. Right?
Why not?
And your night game is another one of those AFC black and blue division games, and it's on paper, again, 4-6 and 4-6. Steele is visiting Baltimore. So now, depending on what the Jets do to Baltimore today, and how well the Steelers do against, I believe, Cleveland it is, this should be a very fantastic... This is my favorite division of football. I've always said that. The AFC. The AFC black and blue division.
Right.
The North.
Steelers.
Taking the Steelers?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to take the Steelers on the road as well.
Yeah. All right. So, that is the previews of the week, this week's and Thanksgiving games. What did I just pull up there? The incorrect thing.
Good morning to Sully in the chat room, by the way.
Hey, Sully, how are you?
Yeah, we all Brooklynites. Well, two of us are, anyway. I grew up in Queens.
Oh, my goodness. Sully will be live this week.
That's right. Sully will be live this week. First time. He's kind of doing a Jets thing. 1 week he's live. 1 week he's best of. 1 week he's live. 1 week he's a best.
I was going to send him a condolence card.
He's a busy guy. Yeah, check out the Sully Show, noon to 2.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Wet the whistle. When we come back, we're going to start doing some fantasy stardom and sit-em.
Yay.
Tattoos and touchdowns. MoreLikeRadio.com. We will be right back after this.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sully Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The No Name Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Three speakers with Lance and Kyle. Whoa.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellison Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Do you have an unusual growth on your genitals? Did your significant other dump you? Lust and Love, where we might not be able to help you, but at least we'll get a good laugh at your expense.
Lust and Love, Mondays from 10 to midnight on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard and their life is better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
This is Donald Jones, and you're listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Speaking of Brooklyn, Rock Nation in the house.
Throw your rocks up.
Tattoos and Touchdowns, MoreLikeRadio.com, every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon. All your football needs in one place. Taking you into the allegedly professional pregame shows. The only reason they're professional and we're not, they're getting paid. We're not getting paid yet.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Right.
All right.
An injustice.
It's a travesty, even.
Okay. All right. Fantasy, start them and sit them. As we do every week, Chris, Phil.
I'm Phil.
Chris. Well, Chris is listening. I'm talking to him, too. Maybe he can throw something up in the chat room and say, hey.
Is he listening?
I don't know. He better be.
Hope he's feeling better.
Well, he's very sick.
He was really sicky poo. Yeah. He couldn't even do his hockey podcast.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's got a fever and he's got no voice. His hearing is working just fine. I don't want to hear excuses.
Yeah, put your ears on.
Yeah.
He's got yellow fever and a broken neck, right?
All right.
I actually wrote that one time on an absentee note in high school. It got the biggest laugh in the world, so I never forgot it. I was like 14 years old. Why was he absent? I wrote down, a slight case of yellow fever and a broken neck. So the teacher wrote back, couldn't have been that serious.
Well, no, the yellow fever wasn't that bad.
Well, that's when I found out with humor, you can get away with just about anything.
It's true. It's true.
But he hides the fact he has shingles. Go figure.
All right. Start him and set him, Phil. Starting off with the quarterback position, as we always do. What is your fantasy start of the week?
My fantasy start, I have two, actually. Either Matt Stafford or Case Keenum.
Pick one.
Matt Stafford. Yep.
Matt Stafford against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a no-brainer, man. That's an easy pick.
Yep.
That's an easy pick right there. Him and Calvin Johnson are just balling right now. And granted, Calvin's going to be sitting on Revis Island, but I think they're going to rename it Megatron.
Transform and roll out.
Me personally, I like Colin Kaepernick against the Redskins. I haven't really liked Colin Kaepernick all season. I think he's going to have a good game against this weak Washington Redskins defense.
I agree.
So, there you go. Who's your sleeper?
My sleeper is Case Keenum.
Okay.
2-8.
Any reason why?
No, I like him.
This is like we analyze a little bit.
Something. No, I like him better than Schaub. I was riding out with Chris a few weeks ago, and Chris mentioned him, and I heard you guys listen. I was listening, and I was like, you know what? The kid is good, man. He's poised.
Yeah.
Nah,
Case Keenum against the Jacksonville Jaguars is a pretty easy pick.
Yep.
I think you and I could actually play well against the Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not really much of a sleeper, although this season he kind of is. I got Eli Manning against the Cowboys. I don't think he's going to throw as many picks. He's kind of quieted that down a little bit, but I still think he's going to have a big game. I still think Dallas wins. I just think Eli Manning
Nick is going to have a big game today.
You know, and that's one thing about the Giants receivers. They haven't gone to Nick's very often.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He hasn't found the end zone all season.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Cruz has only found the end zone 4 times this season. They've been relying on Reuben Randle. Eli's got to start spreading that ball around a little bit more. He's picking one guy, and that's who he's going to all game. You can't do it. You got 3 receivers. You got a decent tight end in Brandon Myers. Spread the wealth a little bit. Let people kind of try to figure out who you're going to throw to.
Absolutely.
You know? So what if these three, if Randle, Nix, and Cruz all have 70 yards each? it's going to keep defenses on their toes. You know, they're not going to see, oh, today Ruben Randle is his favorite, so we're just going to double team him all day.
Sure.
Who's your sit?
RG3.
Okay, fair enough.
I like nothing about Washington right now.
I can't blame you.
And if I, 7 games ago, you know, you wouldn't, I would tell you, no, I would start him. He's great.
Right.
He could run, he could throw.
Right.
Not so much.
All right. I'm sitting Phillip Rivers against the Chiefs.
That's hard, man.
It is hard, but you know what? That Chiefs defense.
Yeah.
Listen, Chiefs defense lost last week, and they lost to a good team, don't get me wrong. They lost to a very good team, the best offense in the league. Phillip Rivers is not a member of the best offense in the league. I think Kansas City's going to shut him down.
Okay.
So, let's move on over to the running back position.
Yeah.
Phil, who are you starting this week?
Starting Frank Gore this week against the Redskins.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Kaepernick has an option with that. I mean, again, that you could start. I think San Fran's going to do some damage against the Skins this week.
Yeah, there's a very good possibility. And already we're only two starts into the fantasy segment, and Phil's already started the trend with the San Francisco 49ers against the Washington Redskins.
No, I'm
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, but it just kind of every week there seems to be a trend.
See, I took notes yesterday.
I'm sure you did. But, you know, every week there seems to be a trend, and this week is your trend.
The options, if you have more than one team in fantasy like I do,
right?
You know, you have to look at the trends. And numbers are great. Stats are what you should be going by. But when you start seeing those trends, and if you can pick up somebody like that, you know, if you have the options, it's a good segment. You know,
absolutely.
You
have, you know, I'm not denying that.
Sure.
I'm liking Zach Stacy against the Bears. Although, again, I do think the Bears win this game. I think Zach Stacy's pretty much all the offense that St. Louis has, and that's pretty much all he needs. And yeah. I think he's going to wind up with 100 yards and at least a touchdown.
Okay.
Who's your sleeper?
Andre Brown.
Ooh. Intriguing.
Yep. Again, this is one of those guys that it's a game that's it's not a huge game. Like, I mean, TV-wise.
But it is. I mean, it's Cowboys-Giants. That's always a huge game.
Well, I mean, it was huge back when the teams were more competitive.
Right.
You know, if he gets more touches than Jacobs does, then it's going to be intriguing. I don't think the Giants could use their running game a lot again today.
I don't think so either.
So if they do, though, Andre Brown could be their guy.
All right.
He could pick up the 60 yards and a touchdown. That he'd be that kind of game, you know?
Okay.
That's just it's a sleeper pick. It's not.
Sure.
You know?
I'm going Ben Tate against the Jaguars.
Yeah.
You know?
He's been serviceable.
No more Arian Foster. Ben right. Tate is the man over there.
Against the Jaguars, yeah.
I guess the weak Jacksonville Jaguars defense, not a difficult pick. Who are you sitting down this week?
Sitting down Lamar Miller.
Fair enough. He's pretty much done nothing. Especially against the Carolina Panthers defense. Carolina's defense is actually pretty good.
Or if you have Trent Richardson, you could bench him too.
Trent Richardson should be benched for the remainder of the season.
He's been terrible.
If you have Trent Richardson, he's not getting you points. Sit him down.
Sit him down.
And wait. Wait till he can put more than 50 yards up, which I don't think he's done yet since joining the Colts. I am going to sit Ray Rice against the Jets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ray Rice hasn't really done much all season except for last week.
Which you mentioned.
Last week last week was a big week for him. The Jets defense isn't horrible. It's not.
No.
And but the problem is they're a little streaky. They show flashes of brilliance.
None of Rex's D's are awful. It's just that they
no.
You know, they're sporadic lately.
Right.
You know?
Right. I think Rex Ryan plans big time for this Ravens game, and I think he's just looking to stuff it down their throats. So okay. I think the defense comes, okay. Steps it up, and plays well. Heading on over to the wide receiver position. Who are you starting at wide receiver this week, Phil?
I don't think the Jets are going to stop Torrey Smith, though. So I'm going to start Torrey Smith. I think Torrey Smith's been coming on the last couple of weeks. you know, if Joe Flacco wants to salvage anything this year, he will make Torrey Smith his primary target.
Right.
Now, whether the, I don't know how to, well, the Jets are probably going to cover him, but well, that defense anyway.
Right.
We're now with Ed Reed and Milliner and all those guys, you know. But yeah, Torrey Smith is my start.
All right, fair enough. And this is going to be big for Ed Reed as he's his second time back in Baltimore.
It did nothing last week.
Right. Well, his first game this week, he's going to want to ball so hard, as they like to say.
Yep.
He's going to want to be there. I'm going to start Larry Fitzgerald against the Colts. I think Fitzgerald's due for a big game.
At home against the Colts, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yep. Who's your sleeper?
I know Hakeem Nicks is going to have a good game against the Cowboys, but my sleeper is Victor Cruz.
Okay.
I think Victor Cruz can, you know, again, do what Andre Brown did receiving-wise, pick up those yardage, and you're going to get a touchdown.
All right.
Eli's going to have to spread that ball out. If he's going to beat Dallas, they're going to have to spread the ball out and be successful at hitting his targets, you know?
Yeah. All right. So. I'm going to go with Kendall Wright against the Raiders.
Okay.
Raiders defense is weak. They're not weak. They're not as good as they should be.
Yeah.
And I think Kendall Wright's just going to be able to take advantage of every situation he gets. Who's your sit of the week?
Cecil Short to the Jaguars. But they're probably going to double team him and hit, and Blackman will be the primary guy, I think. So
very,
I think,
good.
Cecil Shorts is going to be my sit of the week.
I am going to sit down the only real threat in Washington for the passing game, Pierre Garçon. Jordan Reed
is my second sit.
Jordan Reed is out. He did not pass the league's concussion protocol. He's going to be out this week. Pierre Garçon is going to really be their only passing threat, and he's going to wind up catching a bulk of the double teams, especially against the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep. That was my second sit.
Yeah. Not looking good for them right now. Heading on over to the tight end position. Who you want to start this week, Phil?
Delanie Walker.
Okay. All right.
I think he's going to have a decent game.
Yeah. Chris, you may want to listen in right now. Vernon Davis, start him against the Redskins. I know you have Vernon Davis because we traded.
So I have Vernon Davis too.
Yeah. Anybody who has Vernon Davis.
He's had a good year.
Yeah. You want to start him against the Redskins. You want to start him against the Redskins. He's going to be pretty much the... Not the only option, but he seems to be that security blanket. He's always there, and he always produces when he gets the ball.
Yep.
Who's your sleeper?
Sounding a bit biased, but John Carlson, Minnesota. Kyle Rudolph broke his foot. Christian Pondonese at third option against the Packers at home.
Okay.
And I think John Carlson could be serviceable.
All right. I'm picking Martellus Bennett as a sleeper against the Rams. I know the Rams defense is good.
Rams defense is pretty good, yeah.
But I think Martellus Bennett, even though he really hasn't done a whole hell of a lot,
okay.
I think he comes around this week. Who are you sitting down?
Antonio Gates.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Or Jordan Cameron. He's getting double teamed a lot lately.
Pick one.
Antonio Gates.
All right. Antonio Gates against the Chiefs. Not bad.
I always have a backup choice.
Yeah. Not a bad choice at all.
Yep.
I want to sit Rob Housler against the Colts. I don't think he's going to have much of an option.
Is he even an option?
Yeah, no, he is. He's a legit option. He's absolutely.
I tried to pick legit options because, I mean, tight end is not a very prolific fantasy, you know.
It's become more prolific recently.
Bigger leagues have
yeah.
less of a chance of getting a good tight end.
Right.
Unless you pick in the first couple of rounds.
Heading on over to the Fat Chicks and Mopeds. Kickers. No sleeper for kickers because they don't deserve it.
Ryan Lindell.
Ryan Lindell is your start of the week, huh?
Yep.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go with Dan Bailey.
See, that was my second pick because, again... See, look, Dan Bailey.
Because I could see you when you alternate your screen to 45.
I'm sorry, see, Dan Bailey.
All right, I believe you. Jesus Christ. You want a Scooby snack?
No, I ate breakfast.
All right.
Asshole. yeah.
Dan Bailey against the Giants. you know, he's going to be good. I'm thinking three extra points, two, three field goals. It's going to be a big day for him. Who are you sitting?
I didn't pick a sitting kicker. Who am I going to pick?
I guess, don't know.
You know what? Kansas City's kicker. I don't really bench kickers. I mean, I don't,
all right.
You know, I just drafted one because I didn't have an extra one. So
all right. I'm going to sit Nick Novak against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to really.
Nobody's going to kick in that game.
Kansas City is straight up going to be looking for some vengeance.
Word.
I think Chris is crazy, but then again, he's proven me wrong before.
Yep.
So, going on over to the defense, who are you starting this week? What defense are you starting this week?
Kansas City.
Okay. You think they're going to have their shot at redemption and just bang it out?
Yep. And again, I don't see them doing anything drastic, but
right.
If you had that option, yeah.
All right. I am going to go with the Texans defense against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville's offense is just atrocious.
Okay.
I think the Texans, their defense was supposed to be kind of like in the forefront for their franchise. And I think this week they show why they should have been the forefront, even though they really haven't done it in the first 11 weeks already.
Mm.
So, who's your sleeper?
It's not really a sleeper. I guess you can at St. Louis. Because I don't think anybody's going to... I told you I love their defense.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think they're going to do well against the Bears. And if you have them as an option, you want points. Like, you know, a couple points. Not great, but...
Right.
Yeah, I would start. That's my sleeper, St. Louis.
All right. I'm going to pick the Titans against the Raiders. I don't like the Raiders' offensive matchup against the Titans' defense.
I like Titans' defense, too.
Titans' defense is decent.
Yeah.
Just not where they should be. Who are you sitting?
It's obvious on the flip. I would definitely sit the Chargers.
Yeah.
Or even Washington, because they're going to be not... They're playing really good teams, you know, so...
Yeah.
But the Chargers, for sure.
I would agree with you. I would sit the Chargers' defense.
But I would still start Phillip Rivers if I had him. If I had to start Phillip Rivers, getting back on the quarterback thing real quick.
Right.
Again, I don't think he's going to do so. He's good, even against good teams. He's passing the ball.
Well,
you know,
we'll
if you want those points, I mean, quarterbacks are decent points, depending on what kind of league you're in.
Sure.
For yardage alone.
Absolutely.
I've won games on yardage this year because
right.
I've had Drew Brees.
Right. Well, there you go.
So.
I sit the Dolphins defense against the Panthers. Cam Newton's been having a really good last few weeks.
Cam, man. We spoke about this briefly during our commute. That Cam Newton was doing this before, but
right.
losing.
Right.
And now he's winning.
Right. They found a way.
They found a way to win.
Right.
And saved his coach's job.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
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 Okay. We'll get into that in a
minute. There's
week.
Really no... you can't be sure with anything right now, because he just hasn't... He hasn't done everything he needs to do. You know, Ron Rivera, he's had a tough couple of seasons.
They make the playoffs, you still fire him?
I don't, but I think it might actually happen. So just to really quick touch on the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football League, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. There's this week and next week, and then we enter the playoffs. Right now, the Flying Teabags, my team, very comfortably in the lead. I'm guaranteed a playoff spot. I'm 10-1. My brother is right behind me, Hot Pickles at 8-3.
Yeah, damn him.
Now, there's two divisions. There's the Tattoos division, and there's the Touchdowns division.
Right.
I'm in first place in my division, obviously. Second place is the Poisonous Players with Jeff Jacobus. Shout out to Jeff.
Dolphins fan, right?
He is a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, yeah.
He's ranked 6th in the league overall, though. The Touchdowns division... It's tough. That is the toughest division we got. Hot Pickles is 8-3.
Hot Pickles.
Second is Tattoos and Sanchez's Headband. That's Karen's team.
Where are you getting these names from?
We all make them up.
Lying
I'm
Teabags.
Team Grimace.
I absolutely love that.
You would like a flying teabag, wouldn't you, Joe?
I'm telling you, boy.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Phil's team, Team Grimace, is 7-4. Tanya, I yell and hoot at, 6-5. Mama of two, my wife, 6-5. Again, going back to the touchdown tattoos division, poisonous players are 6-5, and the metalheads are 5-6. So those are the 8 playoff teams right now.
Better than Obamacare, huh?
Better, yes, better than Obamacare. That's my friend who works for the government. shockingly enough, Chris, tattoos and touchdowns, is at 4-7.
Oh,
he's in 6th place in his division. 11th place overall out of 14 teams.
Yeah, but he plays in like 7 leagues, so this is...
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Is, it's his show.
It is. It is. It's his show. It's his show, and he's just... So, I want to see if... let's look at the playoff schedule really quick. The playoffs start in week 14, so like I said, we're 2 weeks away from that.
Who am I playing?
You right now are scheduled to play the number 5 team, which is Tanya's team, I Yell and Hoot At.
Ugh.
I'm scheduled to play the Metalheads. My mother, my wife, excuse me.
I say your mom plays?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Wouldn't it be?
My wife is scheduled to play my brother.
Ooh.
Now, keep in mind, my wife and I go heads up next week. So, the last week of the playoffs, I could possibly eliminate her from the playoffs. And I'm sure if I do, I will get my ass beat.
and deservedly so.
Sure. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, this week I am going up against, where am I? I'm over here now. I'm going up against Tracy's team, can't touch this, who is the 13th worst team, 13th best team in the league.
Tracy's a gamer, though. She plays fantasy, too.
I'm sorry. She's actually dead last in the league. She's 2-9.
Yeah.
She's 2-9. So, we'll see what we can do there. All right, so we've covered fantasy, we've covered the reviews, we've covered the previews. We got any kind of news we could talk about real quick, Phil?
Yeah, there was an article 2 days ago about an umpire who was suspended for profanity at a Redskins player. He was suspended.
Really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, really. Can I read this real quick?
Please.
He was suspended Friday for 1 game without pay for making a, quote, a profane and derogatory statement to a Washington Redskins player. An incident that led to a call for NFL players to stop using the N-word on the field and in the locker room.
They use that.
The league announced Friday that umpire Roy Ellison will not work an NFL game this weekend as punishment for words directed at left tackle Trent Williams late in the second quarter of the Redskins' loss to the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. The NFL Referees Association issued a statement following, saying that it will file a grievance, that the suspension will rush to a judgment without hearing Ellison's side of the story. Williams said he was called vulgar names, although not the N-word, by Ellison, and did nothing to provoke it. A replay from the second quarter shows Ellison gesturing at Williams while walking backwards just before the snap. With Williams, quarterback RG3 and tight end Niles Paul turning to look back at the umpire, Redskins coach Mike Shanahan was among those supported Williams by saying, "You just can't use that type of language when you get your point across." And this goes on and on and on and on and on. Then they mentioned the whole Richie Incognito thing with Miami, comparing
Jesus
it to that.
Christ, stop.
Called him a Nazi, huh?
You know what, though? Again, we spoke about this on every single show that I've done except for my wrestling podcast. The N-word it could be used as slang, and Joe even mentioned this too. It could be used as a derogatory statement.
Absolutely,
depending on where you are, in conversation, depending on where you are geographically.
Yeah,
right.
Where I grew up, I'm still the N-word.
There you go.
To all my black and Hispanic
sure,
friends,
right?
I am the N-word.
You see, I always believe it's intent. If it's your intent to insult, well, sure, you insult. But if it's not your intent, if it's said in the way you're saying it, it depends on the person you're talking to. If you know that person's going to take that word as an insult, well, you don't say it. But if you know, like, that's the way you converse back and forth, it's like Italians. We call ourselves guineas all the time.
Right.
But we don't get insulted by it, you know. Cause,
I would hope not after, you know.
But if the right person said it.
75 years of being called a Diego, you know.
But if the right person said it, Maybe I would be insulted. It depends on the person.
You know what? This word wasn't even used in this particular case.
Oh.
So this is basically just, right? Just what you said, the referee didn't say it. The referee was just talking smack and just cursing at him.
Right.
You know what?
Come on.
I don't know. Well, that's number one, lighten up. Number two, I don't know what the situation was that sparked the umpire to go off on this guy. But you know what? These umpires take a lot of crap. These umpires take a lot of abuse.
Damn right.
People walking up to them, jawing at them. Look at the end of the Patriots game last week.
We spoke about how poor ref was getting abused on the way to the locker room.
Absolutely. Tom Brady, you know, at the end of the game, both teams kind of walk out to the middle of the field. Hey, good job. Congratulations.
None
talk to
that.
Their buddies. There was none of that from Tom Brady. Tom Brady went straight after the referees, walking into the tunnel, telling them flat out, that's bullshit. What happened? This is ridiculous. Some people want to call it Tom Brady acting like a baby. No. Tom Brady was sitting there going, really? How do you pull that off? How do you throw a flag on the last play of the game that was clearly a defensive penalty? We should have gotten one more play. Tom Brady got robbed. He has every right in the world to be pissed off.
If you're cursing, there's a difference. I curse at you every day of our personal lives,
right.
You and I. We curse to each other.
Right.
Never at each other. There's a big difference.
You're right.
Listen, I could say to you, blah, blah,
so
blah.
So you're gonna sit there and tell me that whenever a referee blows a call or gives a receiver or a running back a no call, that receiver's walking up going, hey, man, that was a great job. That was a great no call. No. He's going up to them, and he's abusing the hell out of the umpires and the referees. And I'm sure he's throwing in an F-bomb here or there. He's not using clean language.
No, but he's not telling you, hey, you're a this, you're a that. Come on, Blue. Like in softball, I got thrown out of a game, you know, for saying that's effing like a blown call.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I said, it's effing bullshit, I told him. I said, it's bullshit. I didn't say, hey, Blue. Well, I did tell him. And then I got thrown out. Because then after that, I got thrown off saying, hey, Blue, what are you, effing blind?
Yeah.
That was bullshit.
Yeah.
So he let me go on the bullshit. But when I asked him if he was blind, using a derogatory term before that, he sent me to my bench. And rightfully so. I told him Ray Charles could have called it.
Right.
And I got tossed for it, you know? So, again, is it the difference of cursing to you or at you? I think it's a big difference, but now with all this crap being PC, it's getting out of hand.
It's getting out of hand.
I'm sorry.
Now, let me ask you this. If not for the Richie Incognito, Jonathan Martin situation going on right now, does this umpire get suspended?
No way. No,
I
if
agree.
He gets suspended, that players union better file the biggest grievance on God's green earth. Because you know what? These guys, like you mentioned, get abused on the regular.
Absolutely.
On the regular. So, with that being said, I mean, this is just another case of, if I can quote Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show every Tuesday from 9 to 1 on MoreLikeRadio.com, the pussification of America.
Yes.
You know, it seems to be we're bringing that up more and more every show on this show.
Yeah.
And not just Uncle Eddie's show.
Because the NFL is taking a beating, man. The NFL is taking a beating, Will. I'm sorry. I know it's your sport. I know it's your favorite sport. I love the NFL. I adore it, almost not as much as you guys do. But it's the becoming the stepchild of sports right now.
Yes.
I can't dispute it. I really can't.
And you know, it's you guys hold it up, do diligently, and we all applaud that. But the thing is, the league. Roger Goodell has done great things. And then he's dropped the ball on some real crappy things, and I'm not ashamed to say that. And I've told you that on our show, on other shows, and you know, even in conversation for almost 2 years now. So,
all right. Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of days.
Yep.
Let's do the old cliche.
I'm all set.
Good for you.
I'm not going to eat for about 4 or 5 days before.
I'm off until Thursday, so I'm actually off from work until Friday. So I'm gonna hibernate.
I love the Thanksgiving.
It's my favorite holiday.
Oh God, it's terrific! All the antipasto,
That's the Italian Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm not having an Italian Thanksgiving for the first time in 38 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What are you guys thankful for?
Oh, jeez.
I'm thankful for being here with my friends and my family.
I'm thankful just to be alive. You know, every day I wake up, I say, Christ, yeah. I made another day. That's cool, man. I'm
thankful for the last 8 years of my life, actually, so.
All right.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm thankful for...
Because you met the right woman.
Yeah.
Very important to have a good woman in your life.
I got the better job, and my friends have been backing me.
There you go.
So I can't, you know. I made new friends last 2 years.
You must be doing something right, because that's when the good things start to happen, it's because what you do. It's not what other people do. It's what you do.
I try to keep telling myself that.
So. Absolutely. Right. So true.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for Chris and this radio show. I'm thankful for Phil for jumping in without a moment's notice. Thankful for Joe for letting us be in the studio. Well,
it's my pleasure. I enjoy it more than you guys do.
And, you know, big thank you to everybody at MLR for bringing us on to More Like Radio and giving us a shot. So
even when I was doing that other show, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to thank Sully for being on after us.
Right. I'm going to thank Sully for being live this week.
Being live. Good looking out, Sully. Noon to 2.
We love Sully. We break his balls, but we love him.
Absolutely. Check out the Sully Show, noon to 2, right after us here on morelikeradio.com. Don't forget to check out Ham Radio every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Chris calls in with his... helps out the show with his pigskin picks and punishment.
Yeah.
How's that going for you, Joe, by the way? Are you kissing bare ass on anybody?
Eddie is behind me. So far, Eddie's kissing ass.
Nice.
And I've got to deal with Chris to give me the right place to play. No, really. And so far, Eddie's kissing ass, which is okay with me. You know, he can kiss ass anytime he wants.
I love Eddie, but he's a filthy Eagles fan.
Okay, he is a filthy Eagles fan.
I know. Hammy's ahead so far. The pool is considerable.
Isn't Hammy a Packers fan?
Yes, and I teased the shit out of him for that. You know,
sorry, I'm swearing.
I give him all those Packers jokes, but he takes
the only thing I don't like about him. I'm sure I can find more things. Shout out to Hammy, by the way. But
That's it. All of a sudden, we're getting a message now. As per Hammy, Phil is no longer allowed to do a guest spot on.
Because I'm a Vikings fan.
There you go.
I don't think he even listens, but...
Well, Hammy, looks like Hammy's going to win the pool.
Now you guys getting beat with the kendo stick? Is that what it's going to...
No.
There's cash involved. Quite a bit of cash.
Oh, there's cash.
Cash involved, and the loser has to bare-ass kiss the winner.
Yeah.
Like kiss my ass. Like Vince kiss McMahon. My ass,
yeah.
So right now...
We're going to photograph it and make a posters and put the posters all over the internet.
So
right now, Eddie has to bare-ass kiss Hammy's ass.
Oh, I have to be in studio for that, Joe.
Absolutely.
Joe, promise me I can be in studio
for
that. You are
100% welcome, as always. And the pool is considerable. If you consider we put in five of us, that's $25 a week going in.
A week.
Everybody puts in $5 a week, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you're looking at like $425 by the end of the season?
Yeah, so
Hammy could use the money, too.
Hammy could buy me lunch or dinner or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's not way ahead. I mean, it's not out of reach of the other guys yet.
It's
There's still
early,
four
man.
Games
gotta,
to go.
Month,
I think he's like two or three
left,
games
almost.
Ahead, though. Which means like he's really got he's got to be like the Mets in 2010, you know.
Oh jeez.
Oh boy. Please. Oh boy. Now, are you guys taking this through the playoffs, or is this just a regular season?
No, just a regular season.
All right.
The playoffs is another ball game, and you know, and that's the way it go.
Wow. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what? You know what's disturbing?
Yes.
You know what's disturbing? I could. Not saying anything bad about Uncle Eddie, but I could absolutely see Uncle Eddie just being a complete jerk about it and going to kiss his ass and maybe tossing Hammy salad real quick.
Oh,
just to mess with Hammy.
But Hammy has had things in his bung.
Oh,
if you listen to the show,
all right.
Oh
that's true.
He's
stuck a tampon up there, soaked with vodka.
We have
right?
this new thing as we're starting. It's called the Trailer Park Christmas Gifts. You have to buy. We're going to buy everybody a gift at the dollar store. We have to go to the dollar
that's
store.
Fresh.
Wow.
You know,
and that relative does that.
Yeah, and so you know, I have to buy five gifts for $5. You know, for four gifts actually for four guys, a dollar a piece. I'm going to buy Hammy a bottle brush because he likes to clean his asshole. You know those thin brushes that you go,
Oh, my God.
Ham radio every Tuesday, 9 to 1 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh, I should have said it there. I wanted it to be a surprise.
Ah, you big silly. Oh, right. My goodness.
Well, whatever. Nobody's listening, I hope. Don't tell anybody about it.
Support MoreLikeRadio.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, you can always check out Phil doing the Poke Check podcast and the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Yep, doing big things.
Big things. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, all wrestling all the time.
Yes.
Poke Check podcast, all hockey all the time.
That's right.
They come out once. You're still doing?
We're doing once a week now.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks
once
a week?
Yeah, we're doing once a week. I got Mega Powers on board with that, thank God.
All right.
And that's pretty much it.
All right, well. You have been listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns, MoreLikeRadio.com. We are heading out of here. Don't forget to come back next week on More Like Radio, 10 a.m. to noon. Chris should be back by then. Let's hope, just because if he's sick that long, something might really be wrong.
We'd have to get a doctor for him.
SARS. True. Yeah. Well, you never know what the MRSA, SARS.
Yeah.
He said he went to Tampa and got the MRSA. That's pretty funny. I caught that, last second.
Nice.
And don't touch that dial. Sully Show is next.
That's
right. Sully Show coming up right now. So, for Phil, Joe, Chris, and myself, ladies and gentlemen, again, Tattoos and Touchdowns, you've been listening to it right here. We are out of here.
Peace.
They are who we thought they were.